Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Black. Wilson moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stillwell bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francona hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman strikes out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 0 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Black. Tabler moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up off the glove of Stillwell, and into shallow left field. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Zuvella. Wilson moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nichols. Wilson scores. Brett moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Owen and he is out, Stillwell applying the tag. One out. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. There goes Brett trying to get to home. Carter throws the ball into Allenson who tags Brett who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-1, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ziavella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ziavella hits a line drive towards the mound. Gubiza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 3 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 3 in the game. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.